Hi, this is Mike Clark with Christmas Music 24/7, and I am talking with Judy Pancoast. Hi, Judy.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm terrific. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Does it feel like Christmas is only next week?
You know, it doesn't. I wish it would snow. We haven't had any real substantial snow here in New Hampshire where I live.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we're supposed to be like one of the most Christmassy places ever.
Right.
And we have no snow. And so, no, it doesn't really feel like Christmas yet, unfortunately.
Saw on your website that you have an annual Thanksgiving tradition. You go down to New York City to see the parade.
Yes, we do.
Yeah,
we have a good time. We've been doing that for a number of years, and we go down and we have a place, you know, that we stake out every year, and it's not near the viewing stand, so the crowds aren't too bad. We're
right.
A little ways up from Times Square, and you know, through rain or sleet or snow, we're there, and it's always a good time.
Yeah.
We try not to find out in advance who the celebrities are going to be who are in the parade,
right.
So that it's, you know, more exciting that way to see who's
mm-hmm.
coming down the street, and it's been a great tradition in my family, and I, you know, I hope to continue it for many years to come.
Yeah,
I highly recommend anybody who is within, you know, spitting distance of New York City should go and see that parade in person at least once with their family.
Your CD that you sent me was called The House on Christmas Street, and I put that up on the station.
Thank you.
So tell me about The House on Christmas Street. That song is a nice little song, and the other stories on there are really good as well.
Well, the House on Christmas Street came from, you know, there's the tradition of decorating your house. And when I was a little girl, there was a house in our town that really, the owners really did it up. I mean, they had moving things and singing things and, you know, every possible Christmas figurine or character and a million lights. And we would go, you know, pack up the car and just go out there and, you know, in our snow suits and stand there and look at all the decorations. And a lot of people in our town did that. And, you know, and then, of course, we'd take a ride through the town and see the other houses as well. And that's something that I've continued with my own children, you know, now that I'm an adult and have a family of my own. But also, there was a time in my life when I was a single woman and I was living in an apartment in a strange city. I had just moved there and feeling sad, and I got out of work one night and drove to my little apartment, and as I turned the corner to my street, the people who owned the house on the corner had decorated their house that day. And so it was 11 o'clock at night. I was feeling sad and lonely, but I came around the corner and there was this house with, you know, just glowing in the night with all these twinkly lights. And I pulled over and I just sat there and looked at it. There's just something about that that, you know, can make a person feel happy no matter what kind of mood that they're in. And
right.
So the House on Christmas Street is really dedicated to all of those people who go out of their way every year, like Chevy Chase and Christmas Vacation,
right.
You know, to give their house an amazing display, and they have to pay the electric bill, and they have to go out there in the cold when the lights burn out or the wind blows the things down, just to make other people happy. Because
uh-huh.
really, that's the only reason people do it, is to make other people happy.
Yep.
And it's a wonderful thing. So that's what the House on Christmas Street is about. It's about that, those houses.
Do you do your house up?
You know, as much as I'd like.
Yeah.
We do. Yeah, we've got a lot of the plastic figurines out on the lawn, you know, the whole thing. But I'd like to have more lights, but for that I need the cooperation of the man of the house. He's
right.
not always so willing to go along. Although,
right.
he, you know, he does do it, but not as much as I would like.
Yeah. How did you get start doing music? I mean, most of your music is aimed at younger people.
That's right. Well, you know, I've always been singing since I was a little girl and
okay.
took piano lessons and began to write my own songs. And through the years have had done music in various incarnations. You know, I used to play in piano bars, and I also had a rock band. I had a country band. And then when I got older, after I had my first daughter, I went back to school to become a teacher. And while I was studying education, I worked with many children and started writing songs with them. So after teaching for about only a year, I kind of broke out on my own and started doing children's music full time, and that was 11 years ago.
Wow.
And I write songs exclusively for children. I don't perform real grown-up music anymore, except for the, you know, the Christmas thing, which is really for all ages.
Mm-hmm.
I've done 4 CDs, and I tour all over the country doing concerts for kids and families, and I love it. I really enjoy it. I'll never go back to grown-up music. You know, they're very
right.
responsive, and
uh-huh.
they'll tell you what they don't like. They'll tell you what they like. They're they're wonderful. They're just full of that crazy, I like to call it cuckoo. You know, they're not afraid to get up and dance if they feel like dancing.
So on your website, you went to Africa a couple years ago.
Yes.
So what was that like? Were the kids as responsive in Africa?
Yes. Possibly more so. But what I did was I went to the Nimbani Orphanage in Karen, Kenya, which is right outside of Nairobi. I've been there twice and spent a week each time doing music with the children there. They speak Swahili and English, so there wasn't really a language barrier. They love music, but they're culturally, you know, they're quite a bit different than we are. So, for example, I have a song called Swimming in Jello, mm-hmm. which they love. Mm-hmm. But they don't know what Jell-O is. They've never seen Jell-O.
Right.
You know, and so they don't really understand it, but they love the music. So they get up, they dance, they sing. Their concept of the English language is very literal. So if you tell them a joke that's like a pun, they won't get it.
Right.
I mean, the first day I was there, I tried to break the ice with a joke, and I said, you know, how do you catch a squirrel, climb up a tree, and act like a nut?
Right.
And they just looked at me like, you know, why would I want to act like an acorn?
Right.
But it was wonderful. I really long to go back when the time is right and the finances are right. I will go back. I've kept in touch with the children there. They're very, you know, you would think that children in an orphanage where they're all HIV positive would be, you know, a depressing place, but it's actually not, because they're all about living, and they're very energetic and lively, and I just love them. It was a wonderful, wonderful experience for me to not only be in that part of the world, which is just beautiful, and meet the people there, but to see that with children, and music really is a universal language.
Right.
It's just, you know, no matter where you go, the kids are all the same.
Mm-hmm. I talked to another artist a couple of days ago named David Young, and he talked about learning the recorder when he was in third grade. Did you have any kind of instrument you learned when you were young?
I learned the piano. That was my thing. I wanted to learn how to play the guitar, but my mother wouldn't let me. She said everybody learned how to play the guitar. She wanted me to learn how to play the piano, so thanks, Mom. Now thanks to Mom, I have to take the piano with me everywhere I go. And thank goodness they have electric keyboards now.
Right.
It's a little bit easier, but not quite as easy as picking up a guitar and going down the street. No, but I have insisted, though, that my children take music lessons.
Right.
And I have two girls, and with one of them it really took. The other one, it's, you know, it's more of a struggle for her. She doesn't enjoy it as much.
Mm-hmm.
But I really believe, and, you know, since I'm speaking to the masses on your program here, I really believe that music lessons are important for every child.
Yep.
And I don't think that you should let the child make the decision. Just do this. For 1 week, ask everyone you meet if they play a musical instrument, every grown-up.
Uh-huh.
And if they say yes, ask them if they're sorry that they do.
Hmm.
Well, no one's going to say, yes, I'm sorry I play the piano, or I'm sorry I play the trumpet.
Right.
But if they say no, ask them if they wish they did. And everybody wishes they played a musical instrument.
Wow.
I haven't found one person yet who says, no, I don't care. I don't play an instrument, and I don't care.
Right.
Everybody wishes they did. And you can learn as an adult, but you won't learn as well as you would if you were taking it as a child.
Right.
So the way I look at it is just like school.
Uh-huh.
You know, if my child wanted to drop out of school, I wouldn't let them. Well, I wouldn't let them drop out of music lessons either. You have to find the right teacher.
Uh-huh.
You have to find somebody that's willing to make it fun for the children.
Right.
You know, because music should be fun. It shouldn't be about, you know, I'm going to wrap your knuckles if you don't practice.
Right. Yep. Okay. What's your website's address?
It's judypantos.com, and my name is spelled J-U-D-Y. Pan as in Peter Pan. Coast as in coast to coast.
Okay.
So it's judypancoast.com, and I do have a guest book, so I hope everyone will sign when they visit.
Okay.
And, you know, listen to samples of my music. You can watch my video on the website for my song Take Me to Your Reader. And also, I would love to come to your town. So, you know, if you're interested in having me come to your school or library or theater, you know, please email me.
I've got a list of questions. It's called The 12 Questions of Christmas.
Oh,
just say the first response that comes to your head.
First word that comes to my head.
Yep.
Uh-oh, this could be dangerous. Okay.
Christmas tree, real or artificial?
Real.
Do you put the tree up before or after Thanksgiving?
After, because it's real. If you put it up before Thanksgiving, it'll be dead by Christmas.
Yep. Open gifts Christmas Eve or Christmas morning?
Christmas morning, although my children are allowed to open one present Christmas Eve.
Instrumental music or vocals?
Ooh, both.
Both.
Is that, am I allowed to say that?
Yeah, a lot of people have said that, actually. I may have to change that question next year.
Okay.
traditional or contemporary music?
Mm-hmm. I lean toward the more contemporary.
Okay.
I lean toward the more pop.
Uh-huh.
Let's put it this way. I've got the Bing Crosby Christmas album.
Right.
On one side, you've got traditional Christmas carols. Well, you can't say sides anymore because everything's CDs.
Right.
But I have the actual album.
Uh-huh.
And on one side, he's got, well, modern music for the 1930s.
Right.
I listen to the modern side.
Uh-huh.
So if you want to call that contemporary. But I listen to the NSYNC Christmas album, which really love.
Uh-huh.
You know, I listen to my favorite Christmas album is the Hanson Christmas album, believe it or not.
Oh, really?
So
oh.
I would say contemporary.
Okay. What goes on top of the tree, a star or an angel?
Angel. Same one I had when I was a little girl.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rudolph or Frosty?
Rudolph.
But,
if Rudolph wasn't around, there'd be no Santa Claus couldn't get here.
That's true.
It's got to be Rudolph.
Yeah. Fudge or fruitcake?
Fudge. Fruitcake is okay, but I don't like the fruit part. I like fruit, but I don't like fruit. Candied fruit is too sweet.
So. Yeah.
Although, don't tell my mother-in-law that, because she gives us a fruitcake every year.
Classical or jazz music?
Jazz.
Do you take the Christmas tree down before, on, or after New Year's?
After New Year's, we leave it up till Epiphany.
Okay. And then do you prefer the night before Christmas or Luke chapter 2?
Ooh. Luke chapter 2. That's really what it's all about, isn't it?
Yep. M&M's, plain or peanut?
Plain.
Plain. That's the 12 questions of Christmas.
That's it?
That's it.
What do M&M's have to do with Christmas?
You don't have M&M's at Christmas? We give out jars of M&M's.
I guess, but we have M&M's all year round. So.
Oh, that's true. You get the red and green ones.
Can I give you a suggestion?
Sure.
Okay, you should say candy canes or cookies.
Ooh, that's a good one.
As opposed to the M&M's.
That's true.
I mean, really, we have M&M's all year round.
Yeah.
Do you like ribbon candy, Mike?
What type?
Ribbon candy. Have you ever had ribbon candy?
I don't think I've ever had that.
Do they not have ribbon? Where is it that you live, in Pennsylvania?
I live in Virginia.
Virginia? They don't have ribbon candy in Virginia?
Not ringing a bell.
Okay, you should go to your local, what is it, Kroger?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay, you should go to your Kroger. We don't have those in New Hampshire, but I used to live in Tennessee. So go to your Kroger and tell them you want a box of ribbon candy. And if
okay.
and see if they'll get it for you. You have to have ribbon candy, Mike.
Okay, I'll track it down.
It's the absolute best.
Yeah, okay.
It's candy and it's made like rolly, like a ribbon.
Oh,
and all
okay.
different colors for Christmas.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And, oh, you'll love it. I guarantee you'll love it. Then you have to email me and let me know if you like it.
Yeah, okay, I can do that.
Ribbon candy.
Ribbon candy.
I would hate that you would to think that you were deprived and had never had ribbon candy.
Wow.
What about hard candy? Have you had hard candy?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the hard candy.
Okay, I don't like the frilled kind, but I do like the
kind. Yeah. Yeah, I like the candy canes. I like the chocolate and the fudge. That's the good stuff.
Yum.
Yep.
And when I hang up the phone from you, we're going to start our Christmas baking afternoon. So
oh,
that's what
yeah.
we'll be doing here in the Pankos house today.
We actually made a gingerbread house this morning. So.
Oh, you did?
Yep.
What fun.
Yeah.
Now, do you eat it or do you just leave it up and let it get dusty?
I'm not sure what we'll be doing this year. Our niece came over and she helped us make it, so that was fun.
Is this a three-year-old?
Yeah.
Oh, that must have been fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
Is she a hoot?
Yeah, she was a lot of fun. She was like, okay, you got to put the yellow one there. And she would get all upset if you did
a
different one.
That's
a
great age. That's a lot of fun. Because she's verbal. She's able to, you know, she's asking a lot of questions and stuff.
Is there anything else you'd want to talk about that we haven't touched on?
If there isn't anything that comes to mind, except that I just hope no matter what day everybody is celebrating, that, you know, that it's a good one. And especially my biggest wish this year for people is good health and don't fall on the ice.
There's a story there.
There is, but that'll be for another time.
Okay. Okay, well, thanks very much for talking with me.
Thank you, Mike. Merry Christmas to you every day of the year.
Thanks. Merry Christmas to you.